Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropf.
Good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us for another day, talking about the political issues that happen in your life, in your world, and how you can use them to change your world. That's the purpose of Political Coffee. Hope you grab a cup of coffee and hang with us for the next hour. Let me tell you what's up today. There is a hit piece on Dallas Hurd. Senator Dallas Hurd is also the new incoming Republican Party chairman. And it's done by Rob Wagner, and Rob is he's the Senate Majority Leader of the Democrats. When I served in the House of Representatives, Rob was a staffer, and then he became a lobbyist, and he's an overt leftist. But it's the messaging that he's using that is meant to keep Republicans in the building. It is poll-tested messaging. And how do I know that? Because we poll-tested it. And we know how strong it is. But yet there is a stronger message. Now we'll see if the Portland Tribune, which published this op-ed by Senator Wagner, if Senator Hurd publishes a pushback to it and uses the right phrases to counter it. Because there is a way to counter it. We poll tested that also. My point is this. This becomes the narrative, and it becomes the narrative that you have to counter in your daily conversations with other people in your world. Because, again, that's what this show is about, and frankly, that's what your future is about, is you helping to form the opinions of other people around you, to help them see the light, if you will. Remember, only you can lead that horse to water, but only the horse can choose to drink. Your role is to persuade the persuadable and get them to that point where they choose to drink, where they see that light. Now, we'll talk about that today because I think it's really important. Also, by the way, at the bottom of the hour, we have an interview with Jason Dudash of the Oregon Freedom Foundation. They are a group started, as you know, Freedom Foundation out of Washington State many years and have exploded now all across the country. They're also not just in Oregon, but they're in California, they're in Ohio and other states. But I want to focus on what they're doing in Oregon because they have created massive damage, I guess is the way to say it, to the Democrat union machine. It's stunning. But it's also stunning what they just did. They just used a federal statute and went after in a first-of-a-kind lawsuit, I think, across the country against the unions. This is going to be interesting. Because it exposes a very unseemly government worker union practice. We'll get into that with him at the bottom of the hour. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. By the way, a couple of things. The Major League Baseball clown show continues. They moved the All-Star game to Coors Field in Denver from Atlanta. Why? Because the governor and the Georgia legislature passed not only common sense, but necessary voter integrity legislation. Notice how I said that, voter integrity? Ha! And so now Major League Baseball and all of these other idiot Delta Airlines and others are trying to punish Georgia, claiming it's racist and that they're intimidating black people, trying to keep black people from voting. Something you'll hear from Rob Wagner here, too, by the way. Well, guess where they move it to? Well, they move it to Colorado, to Coors Field. Guess what? That's why we call it the clown show. This is a Breitbart story. Colorado already has voter ID, which Georgia just passed. And they have fewer early voting days than Georgia does. Now, it's stunning hypocrisy. And for those of you who love Major League Baseball, you might want to think about this the way that I have NFL. I really don't watch it much anymore. I'm not going to give them any more of my money or TV ratings. Same thing with Major League Baseball. And here's the sad thing about this clown show at the Major League Baseball. It's going to cost Atlanta, which is majority black, over $100 million moving the Major League Baseball game. That's their punishment, or they think it is. And what they've done is they've moved it to a state that has even worse voter suppression laws. The hypocrisy and the stupidity of Major League Baseball, as with every other pandering CEO, like Delta Airlines and others, who think they're going to punish Georgia and pander to the leftist black Americans. Notice I didn't say black Americans, the leftist black Americans. They're all clowns, and they're idiots, because they don't realize that they just moved the All-Star game to a place that's even worse than Georgia. So maybe we ought to advise the Major League Baseball to move it from a place that's worse to a place that's better. Where would that be? Oh, some place that just lets anybody vote, period. Maybe they ought to move it to Pennsylvania. Anyway, there you go, folks. By the way, only in California. I got to mention this because it's just too good to let get past me. The Breitbart story by Joel Pollack. In California, 261 transgender prisoners, men who think they're women, are requesting transfer under California law, and 255 of them want to go to a women's prison. Only in California, folks. But you know, what happens in California soon happens in Oregon. Pamplin Media, the Portland Tribune, published this op-ed by Senator Rob Wagner. The headline is, Senator Dallas Hurd hiding from his duties as lawmaker. So what Rob Wagner is doing is he starts out by saying, hey, we're halfway through the 2021 legislative session, and there are two competing viewpoints and approaches governing Oregon. The first is focused on reaching across the aisle to address issues of concern to our families recovering from the pandemic. That's, of course, the moral high ground that he is staking out. The second, he writes, is an existential threat to our democratic process. Now, therein is the beginning of the poll-tested words. Because what have we heard from Biden and Harris and the leftists in Congress and the leftist news media? That very thing. That those of anybody who disagrees and stands up to the leftist ideology and agenda is an existential threat to our democratic process. Now, if any of you, first of all, believe that he is interested, that Rob Wagner is focused on reaching across the aisle to address concerns of to our families recovering from the pandemic, if you really believe that, you really ought to start reading and observing and watching how they conduct hearings, how they shut down Republicans at every turn. They don't allow Republican amendments at any stage. They run roughshod over Republicans. That's not exactly reaching across the aisle. But again, this is the tactic of the left. You literally accuse your opponent of what you're doing to hide what you're doing. He goes on to write, this threat to our democracy is shown by lawmakers who refuse to participate and promote hateful values. Refusing to participate is that other poll-tested thing. It's about walking out. And that's the whole point of this thing, is to cast anybody who might consider walking out as extreme and a threat to our democracy. And he goes on to go after Dallas Hurd, accusing him of encouraging right-wing extremists who attempted to enter the Capitol building on December 21st. That group went on to assault law enforcement, attack members of the press, and shatter doors, and Dallas Hurd encouraged them. Why? Because he went out and he talked to them. And then he did it again on January 6th. He's undermining democracy, is what he writes, while serving in the state Senate. And he says this pattern of extremist behavior is familiar to many. And then he goes back to something that apparently Dallas Hurd did a long time ago before he served, calling a right-wing radio show to explain he didn't trust women in leadership because it's not comfortable. And then when this statement came to light later, he called himself brash jerk, and I'd like to believe I really changed. That's the only honest thing that Rob Wagner has written in this entire piece. He goes on and on and on here. My point to you is he is castigating her for standing up for Hurd's constituents. I'll get into that when we come back on the other side of the break, because that's the counter narrative that we actually know works. And we'll take your phone calls, 503-589-1220 to Power Pierce James Doc Line. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, we'll get to Art and Tim and the phones. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Freedom Heating and Air is one of our great sponsors, and they are a truly great company based in Salem. They've been here a long time, well over 40 years. They do a really great job at taking care of their customers. That's why they've survived the ups and downs of tough business cycles. They offer some great discounts to veterans, to seniors, department managers. They make your life better. Believe me, they do. With all of the great systems that they have that they can install in your home, whether it's an air filtration system that kills the bacterias, the things floating around your house, or just keeping you warm or cool in the summertime. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. Check them out on the web. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. This hit piece by Rob Wagner against Dallas Hurd is meant to intimidate Republicans, senators primarily, to stay in the Capitol building. Now, it has a secondary purpose, and the secondary purpose is that Dallas is considering running for governor, which I think is a mistake because I don't think he's ready for that, number one. But number two is they want to brand him and the Republican Party as extremist and a threat to democracy. Now, we know that that language works because we've poll tested it. Also, we know that their accusation, as Rob Wagner puts forth, is that you're getting paid to do a job, show up and do your work and represent your people. We know that works too, because we poll tested that. Now, here's the answer to it, and then I'll get to the phones. What is a possible answer? Well, it's simply this, and we poll tested this also. We used a legal and constitutional process to stand up for our constituents against bad laws and bad policies that hurt our constituents. And we'll use every legal constitutional tool to stand up for the people we swore an oath to serve. That's the answer. Against bad ideas from people like Rob Wagner, who has no desire to work with Republicans or conservatives at all. It's all a lie. And that's what you call it. And you go on offense. Now, we'll see if Dallas does that. Who knows? At any rate, that's how you answer it. This is, again, all meant to keep Republicans cowering in the corner, or to keep those six Republican senators on the floor, so that Rob Wagner and his leftist extremists can ram their destroying, rural destroying, Oregon destroying agenda down our throats. I wish those six Republicans had courage. They don't. Let's go to Art. Art, you're up. Go.
Darn straight, they don't have courage. And he definitely needs to push back, because the Democrats always lie and stretch the truth, and the simple fact of the matter is we want our leaders, including the Democrats, to protect our constitutional rights. And obviously the Democrats don't care about our constitutional rights, because they all voted for Senate Bill 354, which makes our environment more dangerous, because these dang gun-free zones are the typical places that these lunatics go to kill people. And the simple fact of the matter is, knowing that there is not people who have concealed weapons in the area, embraces them to go down out and do this job. And so Hurd does have to push back, and he needs to hit hard that, what was his name, Warner, this other senator, that he doesn't care about our rights, and he don't care if you go to the grocery store and an assassin goes in there and kills your loved ones or you. So he's got to push back, Jeff. There is no doubt about it.
You're right. And, so you know, I couldn't agree more. And you're totally right on the money. And you get it. And I hope that Dallas gets it and that he does it well. Got to go, friend, because I need to move on to Tim. Thanks, Art.
Right,
Tim,
bye,
good morning.
Dear,
your thoughts today, by the way.
Yesterday you asked me about why people were leaving the state. Take a look at HB, House Bill 2942. And it talks about diversity, and you have people who have been convicted of drugs even within 1,000 feet of a school can qualify. That's why they're leaving. Now, let's talk about the persuadables. Okay? What do you want them to do? What's your plan? What are you asking them to do? If someone came to me and wanted to persuade me with an opinion, I don't care, because everyone has one. Now, let's talk about Florida. If you want to support the governor of Florida, how about sending him? Let's take $5, $10, so that they can say Oregon supports him too. That's not just Florida. Now, your radio station, I'm going to talk to you. I'll even do it on the radio to have the ability to send maybe $5 to the radio station. I'll put in money that if they do that, then we'll do a drawing and they can win money too. Now, Florida, let's talk about the businesses. That is so easy. And the reason why it's easy, if the shareholders make the decision about the CEO, and you can buy shares, and it's the only time you can spend money to help is sell them and get your money back.
Tim, thank you. Great ideas, all of them. Back in a moment with Jason Dudash, Freedom Foundation, 6:30.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. It's 24 minutes till the top of the hour. In a moment, we're going to chat with Jason Dudash. He's the executive director of Oregon Freedom Freedom Foundation Oregon. I want to say that correctly. You can check them out on the web, freedomfoundation.com, freedomfoundation.com. Wilsonville Auto Repair, Mr. Transmission Mile X is one of our new sponsors, and we appreciate them joining us on KSLM and specifically Political Coffee. You know, it's a little bit of a drive, but not really. Because you know what? If you've ever had a bad experience at an auto repair shop, it's worth it to go somewhere where you trust the people. And they treat you well and they treat you right. In fact, I'm just going through this with my mother right now, who lives in Prineville. I can't bring her vehicle all the way over here, which, you know, the issue of trust with who can take care of her vehicle is a big deal. And it's a big deal to you. And it's well worth it, I think, for you to consider going up to Wilsonville, Auto Repair. Now, it's not just transmissions that they repair. They fix all kinds of general auto repair. And what's kind of cool is that if you have some issues or you're worried about some issues, maybe you have a mom like I do who is, you know, getting elderly and you want to make sure that her car is taken care of, they'll do a free performance check for you. Don't charge you anything for it. We'll look at a whole lot of things that might be wrong with your vehicle or maybe your mom's car, maybe your wife's car. So why don't you check it out? Go to their website, which is Wilsonville, Mr. T, M-R-T, mile, the word mile, and then X. X is an X-ray. X. Wilsonville, Mr. T, mile X.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, mile X.com. And by the way, you can see some great, pretty powerful testimonials of satisfied customers. That's another thing that ought to give you confidence in our advertisers. Mr. T, mile X.com. Check them out. Jason Dudas joins us of Freedom Foundation for Oregon. Jason, good morning. You guys just recently, well, you've been suing the Oregon government worker unions for some time with some great success, but this latest lawsuit the other day is really unique. Why do, it's a first of a kind, as I understand it, in the nation. So why don't you tell us what you've done now?
Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, as your listeners are well aware, the Freedom Foundation is very active in the courtroom. Right now, we're in 66 cases along the West Coast between Washington, Oregon, and California against those states' government unions. And the latest is another of a poor pattern of behavior the unions have started exerting over the last year, which your union, your listeners are also familiar with, is the act of forgery. In Oregon, we just filed our fifth forgery case, all of which are against the Service Employees International Union, the largest government union in the state. But this one has a nice caveat on the end. We've attached a RICO claim to it. You know, RICO laws were originally invented to help bring down organized crime, something that big labor is historically very familiar with, and it appears that that's not all that distant of the past for them, and their behavior is still very much the same.
So this is what is unique about this lawsuit, is that it invokes the RICO statutes. Now, what does that bring to the table for the Freedom Foundation? So in other words, what benefit do you get potentially in standing against forgery, which is what this is? Now, and again, you've been on the show, you've talked about the forgeries before, you have other lawsuits in that regard, but what does the RICO Act itself bring to the table for you in this fight against corrupt government worker unions?
Well, you know, it's more teeth. It's just a different battle, essentially, and hopefully it's going to be a big enough punishment to actually change the behavior. You know, originally when you're talking about these potential fines that the unions could face, let's face it, you know, government unions are the biggest political entity in the country, and if you're getting a couple $1,000 fine, that's not going to change the behavior at all. But this keeps us in federal court, and it's going to have a federal judge order them to stop this practice, and we would like to see some common sense reforms implemented. You know, basically everywhere else you look, there is some kind of check or balance of power. That's why we have HR departments in our employment places. That's why we have equal branches of government in our governing systems. But right now, there is no check to the power of government unions across the country. And that was shown in this case, specifically with Stacey Trees. Ms. Trees has been a state employee for 12 years. She originally signed a membership card when she joined ODOT in 2009. After the Janus decision in 2018, she tried to opt out. The union completely ignored her request. She tried calling, emailing several times, got no response from the union. And again in 2020, after being reached out to by the Freedom Foundation about her rights, she tried to opt out. And this time the union let her know that she was being held to by a card she signed in 16. She had no recollection of signing a card in 16, and when she asked for proof of that, not only was her signature clearly forged, but important personal information on the card was simply made up. So Ms. Trees tried to go to her HR department to get the payment stopped and her dues deducted because it was a fake card, which she never authorized. And the HR department literally said, "We take orders from the union. We can't help you." That is a problem, Jeff. There needs to be some other way of recourse for these employees to go about when they're being held to an agreement that they never agreed to.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty stunning admission on the part of the HR department for a state agency that works for a governor who is elected by the people, paid for by the taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work for the governor. They work for the unions. It's just, it shouldn't be stunning to us, but it is. We're talking with Jason Dudash. He is the executive director of Freedom Foundation for Oregon, the Oregon branch of them. Again, go to their website. You can check this and all of their other great activities out that they're, well, that they're doing that's making a difference in your world. And it is, folks. Believe me, it is. They're having incredible impact here, and we'll talk with Jason about that in a moment. But their website is freedomfoundation.com. Freedomfoundation.com. So you mentioned an important aspect of this, is that in a lawsuit, getting a judgment against a union that's really a slap on the wrist doesn't change their behavior. The RICO statute is much deeper. It allows the complete, allows the government to come in and take assets. It to literally come in and run unions, as they've done in many cases based on RICO statutes. So if that happens here, what is the end result? So in other words, what would be the benefit to our listeners if you're successful in this RICO lawsuit?
Well, ultimately, I hope it's a big enough fine that they can start focusing on their jobs. You know, I don't think unions, if implemented correctly, are the worst thing in the world. But right now, the way SEIU 503 is being run, it's pretty darn close to being that. But if a fine, you know, a couple million bucks, depending on what the judge and jury find, because keep in mind, this is the fifth case in Oregon. We're in 13 forgery cases up and down the West Coast. That's not counting the dozens that we've settled, where the client that's come to us with a forged card wasn't comfortable with taking it to trial. And the moment we sent a demand letter to the union, they very quickly sent a settlement amount to the client, which they happily accepted. So this is far larger than just these few cases that are actually in the courtroom. And I think when those facts are presented, that the fines will be substantial, and substantial enough to hurt and keep the government union's money in things like representation, like making a better workplace for your employees. What a novel thought, instead of spending millions and tens of millions of dollars on electioneering every year on these far left radical policies that hurt not only the people they're supposed to be representing, but the rest of Oregonians.
You know, that's a really important point. You know, unions in and of themselves are not bad, but it's how they're run, and it's what the union dues get used for. Because if and we know in the case of SEIU 503, they send about 50% of their union dues to Washington, D.C. to get used for political purposes. The other 50% supposedly gets spent on representing and making the lives of their union members better. Problem is that's not really what's going on here. Now, why don't you just share with our audience some of the incredible numbers that you guys have achieved, I think, in Oregon, in reducing union membership as a result of Janus and your efforts at educating these union members, but also the amount of money that has not flowed into Oregon politicians' pockets for political reasons. That's it. The numbers, yeah, as I read them recently, are just stunning, Jason.
Well, I think you're referring to a piece that the National Review did, kind of analyzing the union membership,
yes,
post-Janus. Your listeners should know that Oregon was kind of the spotlight of that piece. They pointed to our success as kind of leading the country on that effort. But as we've spoken about before, SEIU 503, the state's largest union, they've lost about 34% of their membership since Janus. That's only outdone by the School Employees Association, the OSEA, who's lost about 36%. The American Federation of Teachers in Oregon followed closely at 35% losses. And ultimately, what we saw in this last election cycle was $15.3 million less being spent in Oregon on electioneering than compared to 2016, the previous presidential
wow
election.
That's awesome. Jason, we're at the end of our time. Thank you so much. FreedomFoundation.com. Thanks, Jason. Keep up the great work. Back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. I want to thank Eric Gazer, Righteous Renovations, for also being one of our great sponsors of both this radio station and this show, Political Coffee. You have your choice of contractors out there, but you don't always know who it is that is, you know, going to do you a really great job, especially if you're thinking about remodeling a kitchen or a bathroom. Boy, if you've ever had an experience that has gone wrong with that kind of thing before, talk about disruption in your life. It's stunning. Well, you don't get that. You don't get the worry of that with Righteous Renovations. And, you know, you can go check it out and see for yourself. If you go to his website, Eric Azer's website, which is righteousrenovations.com, and look at the great before and after photos of some of the work they've done for other people, and then read their comments. Very satisfied customers. Righteousrenovations.com. You're looking for a contractor that does it right? Does it the right way, your way? He and his team, the people you should work with. RighteousRenovations.com. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Last segment for you to get in a comment today about all this stuff that's going on. You know, in all seriousness, the reason that the Democrats, at least in part in Oregon, are able to have significant numbers in the legislature and win at every level, statewide races, is because of the unions. And what the Freedom Foundation has done, folks, you got to understand that this was, when I served in the legislature, it was inconceivable that anybody would do what Freedom Foundation has done. Well, people talked about it. But you generally figured that if you ever did something like that, that you would be the target of death threats and that the, you know, the union thugs would come after you and so on and so forth. Well, heck, after Antifa and social media thuggery, the union thugs, it still matters, but it's not like it's like it used to be. But the impact they've had, I mean, as Jason elicited right there at the very end of our interview, $15 million less money was given to Democrat politicians because of what Freedom Foundation has been doing specifically in Oregon. That's massive, folks. It's massive. But even more importantly, it's the fact that they're standing up and they're representing actual government workers who are being victimized by their union. That's right. I'm going to use the term victimized. Something completely out of their control, except now they have the right to not only leave the union, but they have the right to say, you can't keep you taking my union dues. And the unions are continuing, and this is one of the aspects of what Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress are trying to do. You know, this massive spending package on infrastructure, it's all about the unions, folks. And there's language in it that basically nullifies the Janus decision. Now, that's unconstitutional on its face, but it's what they're trying to do. Linda writes an email, says about voter identification. She said, you know, I just heard something stunning on Real America's Voice. Did you know you have to have voter ID to enter Arlington National Cemetery? You have to have identification if you're 16 and over. I actually did not know that. But given that you have to have ID to enter a lot of government facilities, it doesn't surprise me, especially in this day and age of terrorists. But it's the idea that it's bad to ask people for their identification to vote, but it's okay to ask people for their identification when they go to a cemetery. Rich writes an email, says, have you noticed how gun violence is always up when the communists start talking about gun control? Seems strangely a coincidence. Maybe. It seems to be the norm over the last 20 years. And then I noticed the lack of coverage when it is a terrorist or a socialist Muslim shooting. Example, this last attack in D.C., Las Vegas, etc. And then Ed writes an email, Wilsonville and more. That's my live read I did for Mr. Transmission Mile X, Mr. T, out of Wilsonville, Wilsonville Auto Repair, one of our new sponsors. Ed writes, to get more sponsors, I believe that increasing your station's power output so that Portland listeners can easily hear KSLM on a regular portable radio could potentially quintuple your audience. Portland really could use the message offered by Political Coffee and KSLM's other shows. Ed, thank you very much. That's a very kind comment. It's not an easy thing to increase the power output of a radio station. In fact, it's almost impossible. It has been done, but it is quite a process, as I have been told. To the phones, we go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Good to hear your voice. Where you been?
I just been a lot of things. Anyway, so I'm calling because I wanted to thank you for being such a wonderful voice and keeping us focused with good information. And I just am so thankful for KSLM and also for you and all the time you put into what you do.
That's very kind of you, Rebecca, and it means a lot. I appreciate it because you know the owners of this radio station are passionate believers in freedom and the faith. And both freedom and faith are under attack right now from the left, and you know this well. And I just am grateful that we're able to, you know, to do something meaningful in people's lives. And I mean that sincerely. I just don't want to talk behind a microphone, Rebecca. I want it to mean something.
Well, it definitely does mean something. And I've been amazed how many people come up to me and say, hey, are you that lady that gets on KSLM? And they recognize my voice when I talk to them. And so there's a lot of people listening. It's just amazing to me. And I am so thankful that we have, in here, Little Salem, Oregon, we have such an amazing radio station. And Political Coffee is so amazing. Anyway, I will get off and let you talk. Bye.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. That's just very kind of you. You know, to me and to, I will tell you to everybody at KSLM, comments like that and others that you send me by email, they mean the world to us, and we are deeply grateful for them. We're also deeply grateful for sponsors like Pro Bioscience. You know, I use their CBD products because I have great confidence that they're going to work for me, and they do work for me. In fact, they have a whole list of new products they're working on that are easy for you to use every day in your life, that you get great benefit from. And I'll tell you, for me personally, easing of pain is everything. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Use the discount code, the word showers, for April. You get 15% off. pro-bioscience.com. Thank you all for joining us today. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be too. Be blessed. Enjoy a beautiful day out there. Keep praying and keep fighting for what you believe.